Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laurie Davis, and you're listening to The Laurie Davis Show here on Blog Talk Radio. And today, Wellness Chat Tuesday, love to talk about wellness. And hi, everyone. I'm Laurie Davis, and you're listening to The Laurie Davis Show here on Blog Talk Radio. And we are on our Tuesday schedule of welcoming Judy Holt for our topic of responsible wellness today. So just waiting for Judy to arrive. I've known Judy for quite a long time, years as a matter of fact, and she calls herself a wellness influencer. I prefer to call her a wellness expert. Anybody who's been working in the field of wellness for 35 plus years totally deserves that title. So I'm looking forward to Judy coming in and us having a chat with her, especially during these difficult times when it's so important for us to be taking care of ourselves, staying safe, staying healthy. And Judy is an alternative care practitioner, so there's lots of cool things we can be doing on our own that doesn't cost a whole lot in order for us to take care of ourselves. So it's just amazing to me how there's so many options out there that we don't know about, or little things that we could be doing to make sure that we keep our immune system strong, that we stay healthy, that we look after ourselves. And surely if there was ever a time that we need to be doing that, it would be right now. And so that's our topic today. And who wouldn't want to know more about staying well? I know that our quality of life is important, and I read a post not too long ago. It was rather funny. It said, well, if I drink all my water and I eat all my vegetables, what matters? I'm going to die anyway. But really, it's not about that. We're all going to pass at some time, but it's the quality of life in getting there and not having those tragedies occur because we self-inflict it by not taking care of ourselves. All right, well, I'm just waiting for Judy to get here, so I'll just keep talking until she does. And I'm just really pleased to announce that I've asked Judy to consider being our wellness expert connected to the Laurie Davis Show and make a monthly visit or a couple of shows a month to support us with our information we want to have on wellness as one of our wellness experts, but to make a regular visit to us here on the Laurie Davis Show. So can't wait for that. That'll be exciting to have that expert with us, and there are many of you out there. Judy, I've known for 10 years probably, and she and I have stayed in touch and friends and colleagues, if you will, for all of that time. And she also is excited about the show and bringing her information forth using this medium, which is great. So just waiting for that phone number to appear on the screen. And in the meantime, I'll just talk a bit about tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm welcoming an entrepreneur. His name is Dano. That's his show name, I call it, or his signature name. And Dano will be sharing with us how he's been so successful in the network marketing industry and what he's doing right now. And it's really interesting and intriguing what's going on there. So we'll be looking forward to that. And then on Thursday, I'm welcoming a panel. I think I have about 6 or 7 people who are going to come on the show. It's a 2-hour special, and we'll be talking about missing and murdered Indigenous men, women, and children. And so I have some people who are willing to come on and share a bit about their story and their situation and what we can do to support that. And then on Friday, I have singer-songwriter Keith Williams coming on board to talk to us about his career, his illustrious career across the globe, and he'll be sharing with us what he does in the world. So it's an exciting week for interviews, and I'm looking forward to speaking with everyone, all of those people. And so we're just still just waiting for Judy to appear, and we'll get going here in a couple of minutes. In the meantime, how are you? How are you doing? how is your particular health journey going? I know I decided that with the new year, you know how we make New Year's resolutions? I just thought, well, I don't really keep resolutions very well. I don't know about you, but I get started and I get going and then it peters out, and that's pretty much the way those things go. So I just decided to every day get up and ask myself the question, what am I going to do today to support my health and wellness? So just one little decision a day maybe. So today I'm going to drink my 6 to 8 glasses of water. Great. Tomorrow I'm going to take my dog for a walk. Terrific. The next day I'm going to do this. So rather than making a plan for the whole year, I just decided to make a plan for each day. And I find for my personality and my schedule, that's what works best for me. All right. Well, I'm truly delighted and super excited to welcome our guest today, Judy Holt, entrepreneur, wellness influencer. I call her a wellness expert. Anyway, welcome to the show, Judy. Hello there.
Hi, Lori. Welcome to me and welcome to you. Sorry I was a few minutes late. I was running around here trying to find a phone number. Beautiful day here in the Okanagan. How about there?
Gorgeous. It's 9 degrees and I just had my dog out for a walk, and it is the most amazing winter that we are all having right now.
Isn't it? Yes, it's wonderful.
So Judy, I did a bit of an intro, so let's just get started and right to it. And I wanted to share, I did share with the audience that you'd be coming on at least once a month, maybe twice a month, as our wellness consultant expected to the show. So first of all, a big warm welcome for accepting that invitation.
Thank you, Lori, for inviting me.
All right. And before we get into our conversation, because sometimes when I get into the conversation, I forget this important piece. So I'm starting my guests off right away with sharing their contact info. So if you would just do that kind of slowly for our listeners, they could write it down. And if we have a chance, we'll repeat it at the end. But I like to get that done and out of the way so that we don't forget. Over to you.
Perfect. Okay. So Judy Holt, H-O-L-T is my last name. And you can find me on Facebook at JH Health Coaching. So JH Health Coaching, or text or cell 778-363-4003. Or of course, email JH Lifestyles with an S at gmail.com. Website is a bit of a long one, but basically it's PWS. Dot Shakley, which is S-H-A-K-L-E-E, /JH Lifestyle. I'm all about the lifestyles, as you can hear in my all my contact information.
That's awesome. All right. Well, let's get right into it, Judy, because you would be surprised and amazed how fast an hour goes by. And first of all, I like to know, and our listeners always like to know, what is the motivator? So why are you so passionate about helping others to stay well? And where does that come from?
Well, I think it originally came from when I was a kid. I always liked to be teaching other people. I had much younger sisters that I was constantly pretending that they were in school. And I was their teacher, and I grew up on a farm, so we had lots of opportunities to create our own fun and playtime without toys. And we also grew everything, so I had a real love of nutrition and plant and, you know, whole-based foods without additives and preservatives and packaged foods. So that led me to having a real passion as I grew older to put the two together, right? The education piece, I love to teach, but also the nutrition side of it, and just a passion about wanting to help other people so they could have good health that I had experienced my whole life. And so then when I was introduced to Shakley Health and Wellness products when I was in my early 20s, wasn't really looking for a business and wasn't really looking for vitamins, but I didn't realize that these whole organic vitamins that really were very much aligned with my values of products in harmony with nature and good health and all natural non-toxic cleaning options, environmentally conscious. So all of those things were aligned with my values. And of course, I could teach other people, and I could, it was my vehicle to help them to reach wellness in a lot of areas of their life. So I incorporated the coaching side of it and ended up, now I'm a certified holistic life coach, and I help people create a wellness plan based on whatever their health goals are. But I guess my passion just, really started from being a kid and just how I was raised and super healthy and just wanting to help others to also experience that. And, you know, just with daily lifestyle choices and growing your own food, and there's a lot of things that could really make an impact on your wellness.
Wonderful. Now, this is just an off-the-cuff question, but we have access to so much information about health and wellness, and especially with the internet and information being readily available to us. So do you have, just off the cuff, any guidelines for people in terms of what they actually should listen to or not listen to? Do you have any recommendations around that?
Oh, yeah, good question, Lori. It is such a definite big problem that there's just, you know, the internet works for you and against you, right? Because there's just so much information, and how do you sort through it? So as an example, you know, you've researched something and it says go buy this because it's good for this symptom. So we go to the health food store somewhere and we see the 20 brands of protein powder, and then it's extreme overwhelm. Like, how do I know which is the better brand? And so I always trust the science and the research, and that's what I look for, is doing my own research, but kind of behind the scenes. So, you know, everybody's selling something, right? But we have to just go, you know, look at the clinical studies and the science, and is there any science there? And that's what I've always trusted, and what I've loved about Shakti products is that the science is there, but it just helps to differentiate a little bit, like, you know, and is there money back guarantee? So I'm not throwing my money out if this doesn't work for me. That's another big one to ask. And, you know, what's the difference between those products and the other ones? How do I sort through? So for me, I always go with the scientific research and the quality of the product, and that's where I get, you know, have always made my decision over the years. But also just, you know, do we really need all the things that we think that we do? I think a lot of people are taking a lot of supplements and a variety of different herbal remedies, and they're not really clear about why they're taking it. And they get interactions with different things, you know, perhaps medications. You know, you should never be taking supplements unless you've check with your pharmacist about if you're on medication, is that going to interact with it or not? So you always want to be making sure that the left hand's talking to the right. So not just randomly taking things when you're not really sure what for. I would say do your own research. You know, family medical doctors have their place, but you may not always get the nutritional education there. So that might not be your best route. For that, not to say they don't have a purpose or a place, but so it's just kind of, you know, doing your own research and trusting that research, you know, where's it coming from? You know, like I say, the clinical studies are what I've always looked at, and you don't have to have a big scientific mind to find out what's the quality and what isn't. Plus you just trust, you know, your own instinct, right? And if you take something that's not working for you, you know, that's kind of like, if you stop taking a supplement and you're not noticing any difference, well, that's probably a good sign that it's not doing anything for you. You know, it's not going to make a difference in a day or two or a week, but it probably is in a month or two.
Right.
So I think we just have to really listen to our body and trust that.
Well, I often wondered about that. You know, how do I decide what I'm going to take and what I'm going to purchase? And great. Thank you for answering that. I just was thinking about that as you were talking. All right. Well, let's have you just tell us about your business, because what you did, you took your passion for health and wellness and you've turned it into a business, and you've had that business for many years. And what does a day in the life of Judy Holt look like as she's working her business? So let's spend a little time on that.
Sure. So, I mean, basically what I do in a nutshell is I help people identify areas that they want to focus on to improve with their health. So it might sound silly to say help people identify, but sometimes we don't have clarity about what it is that we actually want to improve, or we have like a lot of goals. So, you know, to narrow that down to one or two things to focus on at a time. So that's my first thing that I do. And a day in my life looks like having a lot of conversations with people, usually through Zoom, sometimes phone calls, but typically Zoom, where we can see each other and just, you know, where they're at with their health, where do they want to be, how do we bridge that gap, and identifying a small starting point. Because I think it's really easy to get overwhelmed, and we all have good intentions about where we want to be with our health, but whether we're actually taking action on that good intention is a different story. So, you know, if we haven't been successful losing that extra 10 pounds in the past 10 years with doing what we're doing, then we're probably not going to be successful this year, as an example. So what needs to change? You know, does there need to be accountability? You know, how can I best support? So I'm having a lot of conversations throughout the day about how can I best support someone with their particular goals and creating a plan for them. And that plan is usually based on, you know, some accountability. There's some supplements in there. There's a lot of talk about their lifestyle, you know, what they're doing with their diet, what they are. You know, certainly what we put in our mouth every day has a huge bearing on our health, our overall health. Also our mindset, you know, are they taking time for self-care every day? Getting outdoors, what's the fitness or the exercise routine. So I'm having a lot of those conversations, and then I basically, you know, figure out the best fit, and we find a system or a plan that works. And usually I base a lot of things on a 30-day wellness plan, and it starts with a 7-day healthy cleanse. The cleanse is to detoxify. I always say detoxify the mind and the body. I think the mind needs it more nowadays than the body does. But, you know, just because, there's just so much we're bombarded with, right? So when you detoxify your liver with very plant-based eating with lots of fruits and vegetables and whole foods, your body loves it. And your liver gets a really nice rest, which means it can function better, which means, I mean, that's the filter system for our body. So that's kind of a starting point that I like to do. It's not a, you know, a compulsory, you have to do this. But it really just depends on the person and, you know, just where they're at with their goals and where they want to be really at the end of the day. And then I teach a team of people to do what I do. So I also spend quite a bit of my time coaching a team of people to also have their own business working from home. And I spend a lot of time on my own self-care because I'm very big on walking the talk. And I never suggest that somebody does something that I won't do myself. So if I'm going to be talking about doing a daily meditation and outdoor fitness and you know, exercise every day and taking my supplements and eating healthy and you know, all of the things that go with that, it's like, well, I better be doing that myself. So I am. I'm doing that every day, and I commit to at least an hour of self-care every day, and often it's 2 hours, and everybody has that time, so we just condense it down for them. But so when I talk about lifestyle plans with people, I incorporate a lot of those daily self-care things. To me, that's a huge part of our wellness.
And I think you have a little formula. Would you like to share that 20 formula? I remember you sharing that when we did our show on COVID-19. For self-care.
Oh, yes, Lori. Yeah,
I love
you're talking about the 20-20-20 rule. Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, we'll take out the 2020 year connotation out of that because I think a lot of people want that in the rearview mirror. But the 20-20-20 rule is 20 minutes of, or basically it's an hour of self-care every day. So 20 minutes of meditation and mindfulness. So maybe that could be journaling. Maybe it's deep breathing. And maybe it's actually meditation. Maybe it's just sitting quiet. And then 20 minutes of fitness, whatever your choice is. And then 20 minutes of personal growth. And that personal growth could be listening to a podcast, could be listening to Lori's show. You have great guests on your show. Anything that's going to be educational, that's going to move you towards one of your personal goals. So if you incorporate that 20-20-20 rule every day to always fit that in, and sometimes we don't always have an hour altogether. Maybe it's a half an hour in the morning, half an hour before bed, but just try to fit that in every day. And I find that's just worked like a charm for me. And many people that I work with, they make that a top priority in their day, even if it means getting up a half an hour earlier to do it. Because we all know if we don't give ourselves the time during the day, then someone else will take our time. So we must make that a priority. And it's like a non-negotiable for me. And I try to encourage other people to make it a non-negotiable for them.
Well, ever since you shared that, when you did your presentation for us on our COVID show here a month or so ago, I've implemented that. And I have to say, wow, I didn't even imagine. I thought I was already doing all of that, but not consciously. So I really want to thank you for that, because it really does make a difference.
Oh, mm-hmm. Glad to hear, Laurie. Awesome. Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks.
And I think once we incorporate something like that into our routine, we realize the benefit, and then we don't want to stop doing it. You know, it becomes a habit when it benefits you. But you really must have to do it long enough for it to become a habit and to see the benefit.
Well, mine kind of backfired on me, because what I do, I decided, well, you know, some days I would take the dog out, some days I didn't, depending on how I was feeling or whatever. But now my dog, because I do it at the same time every day now for the walk, he's crying and reminding me that now's the time.
Well, there's something really good about having a dog. I tell people that want to get more outdoor fitness, get a dog. That'll solve that one.
because they
get into a routine too, just like us, right? They're creatures of habit.
Yeah, and he's very smart. So he got into it very quickly, and then now it's a daily thing. All right. And I can't stand him crying, so I have to follow through. All right.
That's good.
So today I thought maybe we would, you know, people know what an immune system is. Maybe they know and maybe they don't know. We can't assume anything. If someone hasn't had any kind of exposure to some good health education, they might not even be aware of how important our immune system is. What is it? What does it do for us? And what are some ways that we can be taking care of it? Because even with the COVID thing, so many of the deaths were with victims who already were compromised. Their health was already compromised. So let's just spend a little time on that, because I know that'll be of big interest to our listeners, just kind of clarifying some things around the immune system, how it works, what can we do to make it, keep it strong. Over to you, Judy.
Okay, well, I'm glad you asked that, Laurie, because certainly that's the hot topic right now is building health and boosting our immune system. And I always say build health, not fear, because if we have a strong immune system and a healthy body and you know, making good lifestyle choices, you know, I honestly don't believe we have anything to worry about unless we have a compromised immune system and we have, you know, pre-existing conditions. Definitely, that's more of a concern. But really, we can all be focusing on building our health, and it all starts with the immune system. So the immune system is made up of different organ cells and proteins, and it's one of the most complex systems in the body. And it's designed to protect the body like a guardian from harmful influences from the environment. And it's essential for survival. So, I mean, we're always bombarded by germs and bacteria and things like that. We have been our entire lives. It's no different now. It's just now there's maybe a few more harmful germs out there. So we want to be aware that the things that have always worked to boost our immune system are natural things that support our body's normal function. So the things that support our immune system, really the top ones, are good nutrition, good sleep. We all know how we feel when we don't get a good sleep. Definitely, we feel a little bit more sluggish the next day. And if we don't get a good sleep 2-3 nights in a row, and then we start noticing, oh, I feel like I'm getting a bug or something, you know, that tends to be what happens, because we know our immune system's just not working like it should. So good sleep, stress reduction, big one. Of course, exercise and rest and help. And, you know, I think the piece about the rest side of it is there we go back to the sleep. Good sleep is not just about rest. You could rest during the day too. You know, there's nothing wrong with having like an afternoon nap. And really, that's so beneficial for our bodies. So I think it's just listening to our body and resting when we need to. It doesn't necessarily need to be sleep. It's resting and just shutting your mind off for a little bit. Maybe it's just stepping outside in the middle of the day and taking 10 deep breaths. before you go back inside. You know, that's one way of resting your body a little bit. So we want to be focused on when we're talking about sleep. I love this one because I know how I feel when I don't have a good sleep. And one of the tips that I have learned over the years is no caffeine, at least 6 hours before bed, avoiding alcohol in the evening, and going to bed at the same time every day really helps. And having the electronics off an hour before you go to bed, just so it's, you know, that blue screen, those blue rays are not good for us to get us in a relaxed sleep zone. It's different to be watching a funny show on Netflix. You know, I don't really see that as being a problem, but if you're watching the news or if you're on your phone and your computer till 11 o'clock and then you go to bed, you probably notice that it's hard to shut it off and go to sleep. So, and then the stress side of it. So ways to manage stress, exercise, love this one because when we're moving, our bodies reduce endorphins and we just feel better, right? And our bodies mm-hmm. are meant to move. They're not meant to be sitting for long periods of time and or standing for long periods of time. They're meant to be moving. Meditating, talked about that, even if it's just deep breathing. A guided meditation is so great to help reduce the unplugging. We talked a bit about that. And then staying positive, you know, because that's the biggest piece of it is our mindset has a lot to do with our immune health and our body's wellness. Yeah, so that's kind of the key areas that I focus on as far as lifestyle. And then as far as supplementing, really important to have adequate protein in your diet. And if you don't have a good plant-based protein coming in on a daily basis, I would add a protein like in the form of a smoothie, like a powder that you can add to a smoothie is a great way to get extra fruits and vegetables. Helps balance your blood sugar levels and also boost immunity. Protein is a building block of healthy cells. So if we're not getting enough protein, then our body is, you know, probably having some blood sugar imbalance issues, which means that you're craving things you probably wish that you didn't crave. Or maybe, you know, you like those cravings because your body's really addicted to it. But then afterwards, you're not really happy with yourself that you indulged. So protein really helps to balance those blood sugar levels so we're not having those spikes throughout the day where we're craving the caffeine or the sugar and the carbs. So that's a great starting point. Lots of fruits and vegetables, eating more plant-based, lots of powerful antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin A, minerals, zinc, and magnesium in fruits and vegetables, plenty of whole grains, beans, legumes, and healthy fats. You know, we often forget about the benefits of things like nuts and avocados and seeds and olive oil. I mean, they provide a good source of omega-3 fatty acids. And then as far as supplementing, I always recommend, like I say, a plant-based protein powder that you can add to a smoothie because you can have so many more fruits and vegetables with a smoothie. And often we're a little bit shy of the amount of fruits and vegetables that our body really needs. Mm-hmm. To function optimally, I shoot for like 10 servings a day, which is high, I know. But if you're getting two or three, then you need to look at ways to up that. For the natural, for the benefit of those to your body is just huge. And then supplementing with, you know, a good multivitamin. The things that really boost immune system are the antioxidants. So that's your vitamin C, your vitamin A, which usually beta carotene is the better source of that. Vitamin E, vitamin D is a huge, huge one. They say that if you have 4,000 IUs of vitamin D a day, that's what the body needs to protect itself from the virus because the coronavirus can actually not cross the cell membrane if you have a minimum of 4,000 IUs of vitamin D each day. So just that one supplement can offer a huge amount of protection for your body. And I really like things like as a little target treatments like echinacea. I always have in the house. Essential oils work really well, like oil of oregano, tea tree oil, and peppermint oil is very soothing. Lavender is really nice to help you relax and for calming and to help you sleep better. So I recommend a lot, you know, pretty much a smattering of all of those things, but I nail it down to a small sort of a simple system of taking a little strip of vitamins a day to keep your immunity up, which includes omega-3 fatty acids, antioxidants, phytonutrients, minerals, vitamins, and a probiotic. Because our gut and digestive health is a huge part of our wellness as well and our immunity. So that's what I focus on. And then I have some target treatments, like I was saying, with echinacea and things like that, just to, you don't take products like echinacea every day. It's just kind of something that you have in your toolbox when you feel like you're needing to give it, have an extra little boost. I'm sure we all have those times where it's like, oh yeah, I don't know where I got the sore throat from. So that's when I would suck on an echinacea tablet to, you know, kick my immune system into high gear.
Well, I know
there's lots of water.
Yes, yes. Well, I know for myself, if I start to get a little sniffle or anything and I consume my oregano immediately, like the next day, it's like it never happened. So,
isn't it amazing, Lori, how that works?
I know.
Yeah, and something as simple as an essential oil, like I never travel or go anywhere without my oil of oregano and tea tree oil. And thieves oil actually is a really great one too. And, you know, because you never know when you're going to need it. And I have just these little tiny bottles that I carry with me and just, you know, a drop on the tongue. Or if you have a sore throat, you can also put oil of oregano on your throat, like outside of your throat on your neck. And also like a drop on the bottoms of your feet before you go to bed. And there's so many other natural things. Like you can take raw onions and wrap them in a cloth and put it in a sock to go to bed, because onions are a natural, they kill off bacteria. So like bad bacteria, not the good stuff, and they boost immunity. So, and somebody that has a chronic cough can actually take onions and wrap it in a cloth and put it on their chest while they sleep. And again, the oil of oregano. So lots of natural things are helpful. And those are the things that I break down for my clients that I'm, our customers that I'm talking to, is like, you know, there's a lot of stuff you probably already have in your house. Let's just lay down how you would use that to boost immunity and to keep you healthy.
Well, long before European contact here, our indigenous people used all natural medicines. I mean, their foundation was and is everything that you need to cure you is growing out there somewhere. So, and you know, why not? Why not? Eh?
Well, exactly. I mean, let's get nature in as much as possible, because nature has always been our friend. For, you know, since the time that, you know, like the people were first on the planet, right? I mean, what were they eating? Nature. That's how we survived. We need to get back to nature more. And I'm such a believer of that. And I think that's why I've loved the support of Shaklee supplements over the years, because they are all about nature and, you know, products in harmony with nature and good health, and just bringing in the good raw organic nature into a supplement. It's not adding a bunch of fillers to take up space. And that's the most important thing when you're supplementing, is that you've got something that's proven to actually have the natural raw ingredients in it and not a bunch of fillers. So as an example, you know, you could take, when you have a headache, a Tylenol. It's the white willow bark that's in there. That's the active good ingredient that helps the body for pain. So, you know, if you go in nature and you find white willow bark, which maybe is not that hard, easy to find in some cases, but what Shaklee would do in that kind of sense, they would take the white willow bark and they would incorporate that into a supplement without adding a bunch of fillers and things in there. So the same thing with the vitamin C. It's like, let's just go to the rose hips and harvest the rose hips and put the hesperitin that comes in a rose hip into our vitamin C, which is what they did. So instead of just taking a bunch of, you know, fillers and things to add in there, it's like, no, we're taking raw hesperitin, because we know that rose hips are so beneficial. Like if you eat the outside of a rose hip, that you get more vitamin C in that. Then of course you don't want to eat the inside of the rose hip, but yeah, so there's just a lot of natural things, and how do we incorporate those in our everyday, day-to-day lives? More plant-based. Grow your own garden if you can.
Wow. So let's talk a little bit about the psychology side of wellness. Many of us already know what to do because we're smart and we can figure things out. We've been educated, but we don't do it. What would be some of the reasons why we don't do it? We all know what to do. We all know we're supposed to have that water intake, but why don't we? So let's talk a little bit about how you support clients with that, helping to get them on track with the motivational side or the need to and the willingness to do what we already know we should be doing. How do you address that?
Great question, Lori. That's the secret weapon I think everybody, you know, struggles with. We all have these great goal, ambitious goals, especially now at this time of year. And usually the goal's been repeated from the previous year and the one before that, and the one before that. And there's often, you know, a lot of different areas that we struggle with our wellness. And why is it a struggle? You know, why is this repeating itself? So I think that's always the big question is, you know, if our challenge is an example that we want to lose weight and we're doing a lot of evening snacking and that's become a habit. So, you know, let's get into why is that a habit? Where did this start? So I like to sort of try to get into, a little bit more dissecting it. Like, when did this begin for you? What do you think caused that? You know, is it emotional eating? If it's to do around weight? You know, what is the reason why you're not able to stick with the plan? And when you start asking those questions, then of course you're uncovering the pieces to the puzzle, so to speak. And I find if it's exercise, you know, that's a common one. Well, I try to get my minimum 30 minutes every day, but I just can't get outside, or I don't really like exercising. So then we get into, okay, well, what do you like? What kind of activities do you like to do? How can we incorporate some fitness with something you enjoy? Or maybe you just need to have an accountability partner that you can do things with. And of course, we used to be able to have buddies to go and do things with. Now it's a little harder. You still find a friend to go for a walk with and distance. But, you know, how do you have somebody to keep you accountable? I think that's the biggest piece is when we know we've got an accountability partner, we are much, much, much more likely to stick with something. And so if you know that that's your weakness, that if it's just you and you're like, oh, you know, I don't really have a big reason why I want to lose those 10 pounds or why I need to get a better sleep at night or why I need to stop snacking. If your why is not big enough, every sacrifice is too high to pay. So we really want to get the clarity piece in there about, you know, first of all, is the why big enough? And if it's not, then, maybe that's not an area that we want to focus on with our health. Maybe there's something else that is a bigger one. So we'll start with the one that's the biggest. And usually when we have success in one area, then, of course, it gives us the confidence to start looking at other areas. And often if it has to do with like healthy weight as an example, and I'm only talking about that right now because January is a big month that often, you know, pretty common people want to lose weight or to get on a diet. And often with that one, they end, you know, when you lose the weight, you end up feeling so much better in so many other areas. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, now I feel great. I think I'm going to start going out for a walk every day. And that's part of the healthy weight plan is getting that fitness in every day. So then it's like, oh, I've narrowed down two goals here. This is awesome. So, and I'm naturally wanting to eat better now because I'm feeling better about myself. And oh, guess what? Now I'm just feeling more positive about things. And that was another goal of mine was I was struggling with depression. So, you know, I think that it really is always about picking the one or two areas that you want to focus on that have the biggest why for you. And you know, what is that why? Getting that clarity piece. And because all of us are creatures of habit. And if we don't have a big enough why, we're not going to make a change. And if you have somebody holding you accountable to it, like a buddy, a friend, someone that you've identified that maybe has a similar goal to you, that you can say, okay, on Friday, let's check in with each other and see how we're doing with that goal. Do we walk our 30 minutes every day? And, you know, and if we don't, then we have to, you know, buy each other a coffee, or we have to, you know, there has to be something in there that's going to create a little bit of pain for you if you don't do it. And I don't mean pain like, you know, somebody like beating you, but pain like, okay, I have to, I owe that person now something, whatever it might be, right?
Right.
So I have a program called the Reset Challenge, and it's a reset program. I don't, do you want me to jump into that, Lori? And just
I would love for you to jump into that. That would be amazing.
Because that's it's kind of a nice flow, because that's one area that I really think is so important is the accountability I mentioned, but having a supportive community. It's really hard to make a change by ourselves, and especially now we're often just in our homes on our own. And I always say we're our own worst enemy, because I think we are when it comes to making a change about something and our head gets in the way, and then it's really easy to just not make a change. So So I have a program on right now that actually Shackley has all across Canada, and it's called the Reset Challenge. And it is about just pressing the reset button in our health. And it doesn't need to be five areas that we're going to focus on overnight. It's pick one or two areas that you want to improve on with regards to your health. And maybe it's just, I want to read 10 pages of a book a day. Or maybe it's, I want to go to bed 20 minutes earlier every night because I'm feeling really tired when I wake up. Or maybe it's, I want to lose 10 pounds. Or, you know, there's a variety of goals. It doesn't matter what they are, how big or how small. You just pick one or two that you want to focus on. And then you can become part of this challenge. And we have a grouping of products that would support that goal. So if it's more energy you want, or maybe you want to get better sleep, maybe it might include some calcium and some vitamin D or things like that. So there's a product purchase of $150 required, and any product of your choice that has to do with that goal that you've picked, and we would talk about what that is. Then you get to join a Facebook community, which is a private group. And what's super cool about this group is every day there is things to support you on your goal. So there's workouts. They're all done online. There's meditation. There's Motivation Mondays. There's Tasty Thursdays where there's recipes. There's Movement Fridays. So a huge variety of different things that you can do. There's lifestyle tips. And it's a community of people that are all supporting each other that are all part of that challenge. And it's private. So it's not like, you know, any Joe Blow can find it on Facebook. If you are not in the challenge, you are not in that group. So people are posting before photos and, you know, things like that. So you're not going to be doing that just on your regular Facebook page probably because, you know, it's being vulnerable and it's certainly not a requirement to do that. So then the other piece of it is you have accountability with the daily habits tracker sheet. And I love this because it's not an activity tracker sheet. It's a habits tracker. So those habits that we're doing every day are pretty eye-opening sometimes. You know, we all think we're having the 6 or 8 glasses of water that we'd like to, but then when we start tracking it, we go, oh, maybe not so much. It was actually 3 that I had. So, you know, it's just creating awareness, and really any area that you want to change or improve, you need to track it. You need to have some stats there to really create awareness for yourself. And so this is great. And then at the end of the month, you turn in your tracker sheet and you get eligible for lots of prizes. Those prizes are super fun. And let's face it, we're all tangible and we'll work for a prize. And there's like $500 gift certificates, $25 gift certificates, everything in between. So that's kind of what that's about. And then, of course, you're getting support from me as well on the program. So it's based on it can be for the month of January, it can be till the end of February, or it can be to the end of March. The program's continuing till the end of March, so you have lots of opportunity to jump in any time between now and then and invite friends to join you, and it's a fun community.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Thank you for explaining that, because sometimes we see a post or we see a flyer or we see a promo, but it doesn't quite do the job as when you hear someone explain it like you just did. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I believe I was sharing with you also that we have a wellness program as well that I authored some years ago. And the biggest reason for the success of it was, in fact, the accountability. Once a week, the support, right? And I know that that was important for me back in the day when I was, you know, going to different weight loss programs. And you're right, as soon as you don't have that. So that's another motivator for me personally as well. Although I'm very disciplined and I can do things pretty much on my own now. 30 years ago, not so much. If you know what I mean by that.
Yeah, different phases of our life, we can be, more able to do things a little bit better on our own. And then other times of our life, we just find, and I think, you know, as we get a little bit older, sometimes we just need that accountability a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And it makes such an incredible difference. I agree with you, Laurie. Like, I know what I feel in the daily habits activity tracker every day, and it's making me a lot more accountable than I was before. Even with myself, and I'm coaching people to do it, it just creates the awareness like, oh, yeah, I didn't do that. And I keep thinking that I'm doing it, but I'm actually not. You know, we tell ourselves what we think that we need to believe.
Oh, aren't we good?
So, you know,
that's
a big piece is how honest are we being?
Well, I have this saying in my community. I used to say we should practice what we preach. But now I'm only allowed to preach about what I practice.
Good point, Laurie.
That's a pretty good one, isn't it?
That's so true. Well, that's the walk and the talk, right?
Yeah. Well, even there's even one level above that. But that's right. That's right. Making it happen. So also, too, let's talk a little bit about when we were talking about, you know, why people don't. That kind of what got me thinking about, isn't it interesting that we wait perhaps until there's a crisis and then we are forced to change? So it's double-edged here. Like, we can decide to make the changes ourselves, or we run into some kind of big health trauma and then we're going to have to change whether we like it or not. What is it about us, the crisis?
You know, I'm glad that you asked that, Lori. That's such an important question to answer. I don't know what it is about human nature that we seem to think that we're invincible and that we can just keep going at the rate we are and not make any changes and everything will be good. And, you know, and then often it's the other way around, too. Often people have this little sort of reel running in their head saying, you know, my dad had diabetes, so inevitably I'm going to get it. You know, not that they're choosing to make any choices to prevent that. They just seem to think that that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's like, okay, there's always things that you can do every day, but why do we not do them? You know, it comes down to, I think the bottom line is that we just, our why is not big enough and we just don't have the belief that we can do it. Or I think often it's just people are in so much stress and just trying to get by day to day. They just can't imagine adding anything else. They're just so overwhelmed. And so when you have someone break that down for you and go, okay, well, let's talk about what your daily lifestyle choices are and where can we fit in some better eating habits and where can you fit in a little bit of exercise and, you know, just start small. It doesn't have to be big and overwhelming because I think a confused mind always says no. And so, you know, just narrowing it down to a simple system. That's why I like the 30-day wellness plan that we have because it is very simple laid out. You get recipes, you get like a shopping guide, like, you know, basically just having your hand held the whole way. And I don't know about you, Lori, but whenever I've had a coach or someone supporting me and believing in me, I can do way, way more. And I look at those phases in my life when I've worked with somebody or had an accountability partner, that's when I had the most success in any area that I had chosen to focus on. And I think it's just making it a priority. You know, it has to be a priority. Our health needs to be a priority. You know, we've only got one body. Where are we going to live when it dies? And, you know, if we're going to be in fear about getting the virus and getting sick, well, you know, that's not going to serve us. In fact, that will actually lower our immune system. So, you know, where do we want to focus on? The things that we can control. And we can control our thinking and we can control our actions. And we can control, you know, one of the biggest actions is what are we putting in our mouth? You know, are we getting enough water? Are we making good, healthy food choices? You know, that's really the first place. And, you know, the mindset piece, working on that on a daily basis. You know, whether it's meditation or a positive podcast or, you know, when you're focusing on your own personal growth, then you've got more confidence to do things, more confidence to make a change. And starting small, again, I keep repeating that because when we start small, we have a success in one little area and then we can branch off to another area. So it's, you know, if it's, you know, you're someone that has spent a lot of years not being healthy and, you know, a variety of different reasons, right? Maybe you've had an ongoing chronic illness or things like that. And, you know, bless your heart, that's not fun. I mean, I would not wish fun on anybody. And, you know, that's a terrible thing to have to deal with on a daily basis. So your health didn't get that way overnight, though, and it's not going to get better overnight either. So we have to recognize it's going to be small baby steps. And the writing's probably been on the wall before our health did do a decline, but we probably weren't listening. There were some subtle things, like little warning signs. And I always say, listen to the whispers because your body's talking to you all the time. And don't ignore the whispers, because if you do, it's going to become a really loud scream. And that's when it's like, oh, I've got cancer. Oh, I have this. Okay, well, there was a lot of whispers along the way. So, you know, it's up to us. We know our bodies better than anyone else does, better than the doctor does. If we listen and pay attention to our body, it will tell us what we need to know. And I've been a firm believer of that. So that's one thing I love about meditation is, you know, the deep breathing, and that's just really grounding you and getting you back to a place of being in alignment with your own body and your own mind. And that's when you can really hear the whispers. And to me, that's the key piece, is just intuitively listening to your body and knowing where the best place to start is. And, you know, because it always is, there's one place that you can start, one little step that we can make. And to not be overwhelmed with a lot of things that need to get fixed, it's just, what's the first step that I can take?
I love that. I love that. And I love the analogy of the whispers, because I do take care of that. I do know. My body talks to me every day. And it'll say, all right, not enough fresh air today, not enough movement today, sitting in front of the computer too long today. And I understand, and I've always been very good at that. So I love that. I hadn't thought of it in that context, though, like the whisper, because if you don't listen to that, then the screaming's going to start. I love that.
Wow. Yeah, it really does start to add up. I know I keep teaching my kids this, and they're growing adults, and I still get the, oh, I'm fine, Mom, you know, I'm in my 20s, I have nothing to worry about. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't understand that the 20s roll to the 30s and the 30s roll to the 40s,
yes.
And before you know it, you're 50, and you've got, you know, some big-time health problems that were whispers when you were in your 20s. So, you know, that's the time to make the changes, when they're small little things that you can do, not waiting till they become a really big problem, because it's way harder to get our health back than it is to maintain our health and to practice prevention every day.
That's true.
It's a much longer road if you've got to get the health back.
Right. Wow. Well, that's amazing. I do want to do a show on diabetes. You know, our indigenous communities, diabetes is rampant and really, really just, it's like a pandemic there. And that's not a judgment or anything. That's an observation. And many of my indigenous friends would agree that, you know, they don't really want to be on medication all the time. And that can start really young in those communities as well as others. My husband's diabetic, heaven's sake. And as a matter of fact, the diabetes caused a stroke. So,
oh, wow.
You know, like, yeah, 10 years ago. So like you said, one thing, he didn't know he was diabetic. And then the sugars went up, caused the blood pressure to go up, and then that's how he had a stroke. He was a non-smoker, good shape. So, yeah, so we're all open to this, and I'm so excited. I would love for you to just maybe share for a couple of minutes. I've already announced to our listeners that we've invited you to be our health and wellness influencer here on the Lori Davis Show and have you come on a regular basis. And what we choose to discuss, of course, from here on out will be up to you. But at the same time, how do you feel about that, being part of our show on a regular basis?
Oh, I'm really excited about it, Lori. I'm just super passionate about helping people with their wellness, no matter where they are on the spectrum. And, you know, just love offering insights and value and making a difference. That's what my big passion is. So if, no matter, you know, how that looks, I strive for ways every day to how I can make a difference. How can I help more people? So I'm all about that. I've had 30 years of health and wellness. Actually, I shouldn't say that, my whole life. So I have lots to be grateful for, lots of things to share that I believe could make an impact.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be great. Because what I know and what you know, well, mine's in a thimble and yours is in the ocean. So I would not venture to say I'm an expert in any way, shape, or form other than taking care of myself. But I've always been intrigued and interested. And I haven't made it a career, and you have. So I'm really looking forward to our co-hosting and sharing what we know and particularly what you know that can help us. I've already made some notes today for my own self, so I'm trusting that my listeners have too. So thanks so much for being here today. I think that's a great note to end things on. So just you have the last word, though. If there was words of encouragement you'd like to give to our listeners today, just how to stay safe and healthy, just words of encouragement, over to you, Judy.
Well, I think, you know, the words of encouragement that I would say is remember that your body is always talking to you, and just really, really listen to it and do what feels right for you. You know, and just use that intuition to a point of, you know, is my body going to feel better if I eat that banana or if I have the bag of chips? You know, think about it as the scale. Every choice we make, it's going to either tip the scale to wellness or it's going to tip the scale to, you know, not as good of a choice or unhealth over time. You know, I think that what we tend to forget is the compound effect of those small little choices. So there's a fantastic book I encourage everyone to get called The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. And, you know, we probably all heard that about the penny a day multiplying and the different scenarios with that. But it's basically what he's saying in the book is that every little habit that we have and every little choice that we make may seem very small in the spectrum of life and the big picture. But when we start adding the compound effect of those little daily choices, wow, in 20 years, that adds up to a lot of junk food. Or that adds up to a lot of times of not being asked. So when we think about every little choice and think about the scale, and you can actually have that mental image in your mind about, am I tipping the scale in the health direction or am I tipping it in the unhealth direction? And, you know, at the end of the day, if the scale's tipping more and it's, you know, really leaning towards the unhealth side, well, then the writing's on the wall, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, just be thinking about those choices. Is this moving me towards better health? Is it not? And what's the long-term effect of this one little choice? And they say when you're going to make a change and an improvement, of course, the first piece is track it. Start tracking everything that you're doing with that thing in a day. So say, as an example, you want to drink more water. So start tracking how many cups of water you have for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be very eye-opening to you. And that's just one thing, because if you don't track it, then you don't really have an accurate picture of the awareness of where you're at with it. You've got to have a starting place. And it's not to beat yourself up. It's just to create the awareness. And then the other piece of that is, okay, so now you've got the awareness of it, and you know that, yes, that is one area that you want to focus on, then just improve a tiny little bit. If you just improve like one half of 1% in a day, like the compound effect of that in a month, in 3 months, in 6 months, in a year, can be absolutely incredible to your health. So I think we just have to, again, start really small and just be starting to think about those images in our mind. I love the scale because I can visualize it in my mind. Is this health or is this non-health? You know, and then that little increment each day. Because when you think about a half a percent improvement in a day, half of a 1%, it's so, so small, right? It's so doable when you break it down that little. And that might be all I need to do is add one more glass of water today. That's all I'm focusing on for the whole rest of this week is one more glass of water a day, or maybe for 2 weeks.
Right.
And, you know, doesn't that make it doable?
Yes, it does. And Judy, our time is just about over. So I just want to thank you so much for that information today. And I look forward to future shows with you. I know we'll have a lot of fun and we'll be able to help a lot of people. So thank you so much.
Awesome.
I'm Laurie
Davis. Thank you, Laurie. Appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm Laurie Davis, and you've been listening to The Laurie Davis Show here on Blog Talk Radio. And tomorrow, my guest, Dano, self-made millionaire. Judy, you'll want to get this show, catch this show, an amazing guy out of Calgary and in his own business, and lots of great advice that he's going to share with us tomorrow. All right. Bye for now. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.